the year that Big League Chew was officially introduced. You ever had Big League Chew?
I have, way back in, it would have been back in the late 80s.
Yeah, was it when you played baseball or?
Yeah, back in my early years.
T-ball?
On the mound.
T-ball? No?
No.
You didn't play?
I didn't play T-ball. No, my friend played baseball, you know.
Yeah.
T-ball, and we had the Big League Chew.
Yeah, the Big League Chew, right?
Yeah. It's a Big League Chew.
Okay, so Big League Chew was created by Portland Mavericks left-handed pitcher Rob Nelson and bat boy Todd Field, then pitched to the Wrigley Company, who are the longtime owners of the Chicago Cubs, by fellow Maverick and former New York Yankee All-Star Jim Bouton as a fun imitation of the tobacco chewing habit common among ball players in the 1970s.
Perfect.
Just a little fun imitation of chewing tobacco.
Do you remember the candy cigarettes? Were those a thing when you were a kid?
Yes, big time.
Yeah, I used to get them from Phase Drugs over on Hard Road there, when I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of a similar idea, I suppose.
I guess so, yeah.
Were those gum? Those candy cigarettes, or was it just candy?
No, I think they actually you'd do the thing there were different kinds.
Right.
The ones they were wrapped in paper. I think you could take the paper off and then it would be gum. And it's all awful, hard, gum.
Yeah, gross. Right. That's how I remember
with
them
no
too.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Big League Chew has kind of an interesting origin story.
Yeah.
In the summer of 1977, Rob Nelson was sitting in the dugout when he noticed the bat boy had a pouch of chopped up black licorice that he was pretending was chewing tobacco to emulate the other ball players on the team.
Right.
So the idea stuck with Nelson, and not long after, he shared the idea with his teammate Bouton, but with something of a twist. Instead of licorice, he thought it would be better to use shredded bubblegum. Now, neither player actually chewed tobacco themselves, but they agreed that the idea was worth pursuing. So sometime in 1978, Nelson happened across a copy of People magazine containing an ad for a do-it-yourself gum-making kit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
So he ordered the kit, and in February of 1979, cooked up the very first batch of Big League Chew using root beer extract and maple syrup as flavoring and coloring agents. Because he wanted it to be like that brownish black color to mimic chewing tobacco.
Right. How do you think that would? That sounds like it would taste all right. Was syrup? You said syrup in there?
Maple syrup and root beer extract.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it wasn't that great. So they eventually sold the idea to a company called Amaral, which is a subsidiary of the Wrigley Company. In 1980, they conducted a sample rollout at a 7-Eleven store in Naperville, Illinois, and in no time at all, the 2.1-ounce pouches had sold out.
Wow, look at that.
That first year, Big League Chew rang up $18 million in sales, capturing 8% of the bubblegum market.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was introduced in May of 1980, and it was in the traditional pink color of bubblegum, not the brown, you know, to look like chewing tobacco.
It does look less appetizing in brown, yeah.
The original shredded concept samples of the product were actually produced by running sheets of bubblegum through a standard office paper shredder.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's what they would do?
I guess. Yeah. Okay. The original advertising slogan throughout the 1980s, which is still featured today, was, "You're in the big leagues when you're into Big League Chew."
I totally remember that.
Yeah. So despite its name, the gum has never had a formal affiliation with Major League Baseball. However, they did receive an official endorsement from the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Really?
And they currently bill themselves as the Hall of Fame Bubblegum.
You know who's just at the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Tim
from
Otto Tomatoes.
So
over 800 million pouches of Big League Chew have been sold since 1980. And currently, it's manufactured by Ford Gum and Machine Company in Akron, New York, which is right outside of Buffalo. Like right down the freeway.
Oh, yeah. You see signs for Akron.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So that's where it's made.
Holy cow.
After taking over distribution rights from Wrigley and moving production from Mexico at the end of 2010.
Jeez.
So there you go. Who knew?
Right down the street.
Who knew?
All right. That's it.
That's it.
You picked out a record to go along with Big League Chew.
Yeah, so we're going to play Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor by Lonnie Donegan.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Lonnie Donegan there, and Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? I haven't heard that song in a long,
long
time.
It's a good one. It's a good one. A
lot of fun. Real party song.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we recap three things we must take away from today's? Oh, why did we play that song, first of all?
Because we were talking about Big League Chew, which was introduced in 1980, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
All right. Well, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Big League Chew was inspired by a bat boy.
Over 800 million pouches of Big League Chew have been sold since 1980.
And it is produced right down the street in Akron, New York. Outside of Buffalo.
Yeah, not far from, where's Jell-O from out that way?
Yes. Leroy. Leroy?
Yeah, I think it is. Leroy? I think so.
Okay. I feel like we should know
this
that.
This is something I thought I knew when I started the sentence.
I know, me too. I was like, and as soon as I finished it. Then I questioned myself.
Yeah, it is. It's out that way. All right.
It is Leroy.
Folks want to learn more about
Confirmed.
Confirmed?
Yeah.
Right, super. Folks want to learn more about Big League Chew. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. It's all right there. You catch up on the MASH finale, Mardi Gras, Yellowstone National Park, which turns 150 this week.
Yep.
And Big League Chew. There you go. All right, wonderful. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate all your insight and your wisdom.
Oh, you're welcome.
Back again tomorrow at 4:10 for a Friday edition.
Absolutely.
Super. We'll do that. Cool and the Gang on the way. We've got Aerosmith coming up. Your request as well for the legendary drive at 5, plus the weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols and traffic. Melanie Sands standing by. We'll chat with her next on Legends 102.7.